When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Humane Podcast, your tech insider podcast on the data economy. From the physical circuit chips on your smartphone to the software powering GPT models, we live in a data-first world. Humane interviews the founders, investors, executives, and tech leaders that are creating the world that we live in for consumers and enterprises. Welcome back, listeners. Introducing Humane, the Tech Insider podcast on the data economy. From the physical circuit chips on your smartphone to the software powering GPT models, we live in a data-driven world. Humane interviews the founders, investors, executives, and leaders that are creating the world that we live in for consumers and the enterprise. For this week's recording, we're bringing to you the co-founders of Blind Insight, Jackie Peters, the CEO, and Nick Sullivan, a technical co-founder. Jackie and Nick, thanks so much for joining us on Humane.
Thanks, David. It's great to be here. Thanks for having us on the show.
It's my pleasure, and a big fan of all things data. And of course, 2024 does not cease to delight as the data economy continues to take shape. We know that NVIDIA is the world's most valuable company at the time of this recording in summer 2024. Such a fascinating year, right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think it was several years ago that, you know, the phrase data is the new oil was coined. And, you know, it's just, it's exponentially increasing in volume, unlike oil.
That's right. That's right. Oil keeps decreasing in volume. But the truth is, I tell this all the time to investors and colleagues I meet, that what do we picture the world's going to be in the next 30 years? Is there going to be less data, less chips, less insights, or more of all of that? Maybe there'll be trillions of more devices going online, and you need real-time analytics and solving for data, which is a lot of what your platform, Blind Insight, does. But before we dive into like all the nuts and bolts and learning about what you both are building, Jackie, love to share with the audience, maybe you could tell us a little bit about your background, same for Nick, and what led you both to build and scale up Blind Insight.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've had over a 25-year career in tech. And it's been pretty varied. I've worked on a lot of different kinds of things, but I've worked really consistently in healthcare and health tech over the years, probably spent about 25% of my career there. So became very familiar with the impact of HIPAA regulations on the healthcare industry. And then sort of the middle of the second dot-com era, when we became the product, that didn't really sit very well for me. It really made me question a lot of what we were doing and why. And in fact, I took a step back from tech for a little while to sort of, you know, get the framing that I was looking for. And so privacy, you know, personal privacy became really, really important to me around then. That led me to join Orchid as employee number one. I was their founding product person. So I was really interested in, you know, at the time, what decentralized technologies were going to be like in the hands of users. This was 2017. So, you know, taking this complex stuff that was mostly, you know, being handled in the terminal and bringing that into apps that anybody can use. And I was really interested in, you know, this explosion in privacy preserving technologies. And so it was around then that I started, you know, imagining what today is Blind Insight. And so it's really cool to have seen it come together.
That's awesome. And Nick, about yourself, love to hear what you've built and what's led you to partner up with Jackie.
Sure. I'm Nick Sullivan. I have a lot of history in the world of cryptography, in the world of taking cryptography and applying it to real world problems in the areas of security and privacy. For, I guess, 10 years or so, I helped build the security and cryptography and research organizations over at Cloudflare. And Cloudflare, being a large network, seeing a lot of the world's data, really opened me up to the possibilities around how that data could be abused or how that data could be used by various parties if it's available. And so this led me into a journey into exploring privacy technologies, privacy enhancing technologies, tools that use cryptography to help minimize the exposure of people's private data to third parties, whether that's the cloud, whether that's an ISP, whether that's your own local network. There's ways of changing the stack from top to bottom, and I've been working on expanding those over the last several years to make it more private. One of the fundamental problems with respect to keeping data private and inside an organization and doing so in a way that fulfills all of these privacy regulations that are happening, not only in Europe, but also in California and various places around the world, data legislation is being passed. And so folks have to be very, very aware of where their data is. And historically, this has not been a strength of a lot of tech businesses, and especially non-technical businesses, ones that deal with a lot of user data. And so when I met Jackie, she was working on this idea of privacy-enhancing technologies and seeing which ways we could use encryption to make products that enable businesses to have a better sense of where their data is and maintaining utility from this data. As you sort of alluded to at the beginning of this conversation, you know, the amount of data that's out there is growing, and that data can be used in various different ways. And privacy is the idea that we should have some say in how our data is used. And so when Blind Insight got started, we thought, what is the most high impact place to apply privacy enhancing technologies? Where is most data being held? And it's in classical databases. It's in your relational databases inside of businesses. There's years and decades of pluggable tools that people use to maintain data. And so being able to hook into those interfaces and provide an encrypted database or a database where you no longer have to be worried about your privacy from internal compromise from somebody in your organization, you know, selling internal data, you actually don't have to deal with that at all if the data is encrypted. But typically encrypted data, it's really hard to do anything with it. And so that's where the technologies of searchable encryption come together with the ideas of databases to build Blind Insight. It's an encrypted database that doesn't remove your ability to access and process and develop things from this data. It's an encrypted database that lets you do analytical computations. It's a database that lets you have utility from this data, even though it's encrypted, and your security team and your privacy team are going to be really happy about that. So it can help you satisfy various compliance regimes and satisfy all these laws. So it seemed a very natural place to build a product, and one that we're finding has applicability across multiple industries.
I think in 2024, one of the biggest takeaways I'm hearing from what you've been sharing, Nick, is that the applicability of data is something that previously was not made available. Companies have been parked on years or decades of data sitting, maintaining it, preventing it from going somewhere, but often it does get leaked or there are risks posed to privacy and security. And now with the rise or the ultimate growth of state NVIDIA, currently the world's most valuable company, being at that picks and shovel place of building out infrastructure, it creates the space that now companies want to access the data that they've been sitting on for both training and inference. And that begs the question that this data is underutilized. And as you've both have noted, now everyone's getting exciting in 2024, like, what can I do with my data that I couldn't do before? But wait, I don't want it to be seen, hacked, stolen, leaked, etc. It sounds like there's a lot of opportunities, but also a lot of pause for caution.
Yeah, definitely. there's a stat out there, it's a couple of years old, so I don't know if it's gotten better or worse, that enterprise only uses 32% of the data they have available to them. And hospitals, it's even worse, it's 3% of their data. And so if you can imagine, you know, how much better patient care would be, how easier it would be to, you know, detect fraud for financial services organizations if you had a privacy-preserving way. And so data is not the new oil if it's trapped underground, right? We want to keep actual oil trapped underground, and then we want to find a way to extract the value and the insights from all of this data. And yeah, you hit the nail on the head, David, that, you know, 2024, there seems to be a real initiative. People are getting excited. How can we use this data for business intelligence to improve operational efficiencies, to detect fraud, to, you know, expedite clinical research? And, you know, 4 years ago, 10% of the world's data was covered under privacy regulations. Today, it's 75%. And in the same time period, cybercrime has more than doubled. And that's not just breaches, it's internal theft and exposure and, you know, employees stealing records and using them to commit fraud. And so the solution is always just to give them less data, which then makes them less able to perform their jobs. And so this concept of having, you know, fine-grained access controls to data, the ability to get real-time insights without needing to expose any data, is exciting, I think, for a lot of organizations that are looking at launching initiatives that rely on sensitive data.
Yeah, I think this is one of the biggest concerns we see for large organizations. Early in the summer this year, there was notes about Snowflake having a massive data breach and companies' data being held at ransomware because of some bad actor. And it may have been that the right compliance and contingencies were not in place, which caused the right conditions for this to occur. And it may be for that reason that other companies have taken that prudent stance. For example, when I previously worked at Google in data products, we do have a very, you know, fine-grained control over a variety of factors, from timing to certain buckets and resources, for that exact reason, right? To ensure and to mitigate those risks. So it sounds like it's we're not there yet, right? As you mentioned, though, like policies leading the way, 75% coverage is exciting, but it sounds like that doesn't mean 75% of companies are truly building the right policies and working with products like Blind Insight to help them stay compliant and secure.
Yep, that's true. And I think in a lot of cases, you know, when it comes to breaches, there's been this sort of just insure against it, you know, kind of approach, which you can only do once, really. So yeah, it's, you know, people are scrambling, but also, you know, there's, like you mentioned, it's not like it's going to be an overnight thing and not everybody is necessarily doing the right thing. But there are a lot of use cases and scenarios where organizations want to be able to use this data internally and they already know that the risk is too great to expose the data. There are, I mentioned hospitals, right, that only use 3% of their data. And so I think in cases like that, you know, 2024 is and 2025 seems like it's taking a pretty high priority for a lot of healthcare organizations, especially.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yeah, I'd like to double click on something that Jackie said there, which is the model in which data security is applied in almost all companies, which is a sort of gateway model. And this is something that Google sort of perfected in their Beyond Trust architecture, but the ability to provide internal controls to limit access to data. And this is very rarely implemented at a wide scale. To be able to limit access to internal employees to data from an infrastructure point of view is a complex task. To limit access to jumping from system to system for malicious actors who want to get access to this data is also a really difficult task. And what we've seen in the industry over the last little while is that there are tools to help make these breaches, this being able to pivot from laterally inside of a system as an adversary, as an attacker, to make that more difficult. And it comes from secure messaging. So end-to-end encryption is the idea that the only way to actually see the data is to be either at one end or the other. And for messaging, what that means is your phone to the other person's phone. And so what Blind Insight fundamentally does is it takes this concept of end-to-end encryption, where, you know, the security is at the endpoints, and trusting the infrastructure no longer becomes this exercise of putting in all these different gateways and auditing things. And as Jackie mentioned, if you're hacked once, there's really no recovery from that. But with things that are end-to-end encrypted using encrypted databases like Blind Insight, you can drastically reduce the risk of these type of compromises. And so if we want to go deeper into the idea of data being oil, I like to suggest sometimes that, you know, data is maybe more like uranium, right? It's something that, now that the explosion of uses of data has happened in the AI world, that's like the world discovering how to split the atom. Suddenly this kind of toxic material that everyone has and everyone, or that has existed widely around the world, and like puts you at risk if you hold it, is now usable for these very powerful effects. So like, if data is uranium, then it's really something that you should keep in a place that's secure, a place that where the radiation can't hit anything else, so that it doesn't affect anything else in your business. And so I like to think of products like Blind Insight and technologies like Blind Insight that use cryptography to solve this information storage problem as sort of a new wave, as a way to solve a bunch of problems with one particular tool. This is something that we're all having to deal with in society right now, as people are moving from the place where, oh, I don't know what I can do with this data, to, hey, there are all these tools where I can just shove my data in and get some sort of functionality out at the cost of, you know, privacy and security.
Yeah, so it's definitely a big problem that's continuing to grow. It's a real pain point, as Nick and Jackie both alluded to, with different industries like business intelligence, fraud, and health tech. And your product is being built as a solution, right, to solve for this problem. Tell us about the product today. Where is Blind Insight, and what kind of things can we do today if we're looking to adopt your encrypted database?
Yeah, so Blind Insight, we quietly launched our public beta over the past couple of weeks. By the time this show airs, I'm pretty sure we'll be making some noise about it. And so we had a POC that we had built last year that we scrapped, and then we completely rebuilt it from the ground up in the first half of 2024. And, you know, I'm so proud of our team. We have such a fantastic team. I pinch myself every day. And so you can go sign up for the beta right now and try it out. Currently, we have support for equality and number range comparisons on encrypted data. We're rolling out support for fuzzy matching soon, as well as arithmetic operations. And so, you know, we'll be incrementally adding new kinds of comparison operations that you can run over encrypted data until we're, you know, basically on parity with, you know, an SQL-like query language, for instance. Nick, anything to add to that?
Yeah, I think the insight that we've discovered from building the tool is that it has to be developer-friendly, that the users who are going to be implementing Blind Insight into their systems have to be able to do so without learning new technologies or having to have a large learning curve. And so we use standard web technologies. We use web APIs. We have a proxy that runs and does encryption on behalf of the user, command line, browser interface. We've got everything that, whether the database administrator or the engineer who's handling the data or your third-party analyst, will be equally as comfortable working with the product. So that's an important focus for Blind Insight, is to be usable by users and easy to integrate for developers.
Thank you for hitting that point, Nick. And I think that's one of our, you know, the things that really differentiates us is We're a very technical team, but all of us are very product oriented, very customer focused. You know, Nick's passion is getting these tools in the hands of, you know, as many people as possible so they can be used in the day to day. And so, yeah, we've really had hundreds of customer conversations, looked at the market, and really found there was a gap for software embeddable real-time analysis of encrypted data. And so that was really where we decided to plant our flag. And our goal is that, you know, in any software developer, actually me with my circa 2004 set of programming skills before I pivoted into product, I'm our target user.
Yeah, it's great to see that. I think even this year with the rise of so many more agentic and copilot tools, programming languages like SQL are becoming even more popular again. And what we're seeing with prompt engineering, it's just another flavor of SQL written in human English, right? That's transcribed to SQL, but it doesn't mean it's always the best practices, right? And you need to have a system that can support you. And there's so many use cases. You know, it sounds like really exciting what you and the team are building. And I love Nick's comments about being developer friendly, because when you think about companies like Databricks, which, you know, at the time of this recording is like a $40 billion company, you know, what did they truly do? They made Spark so easy. It just, you know, press two buttons, you have a Spark engine, you have SQL, you can do your distributed compute. Completely different product, right? Solving completely different pain point than Blind Insight. But it's like, if you can create a very developer-led growth or very easy process for product managers, data analysts, data scientists, machine learning engineers to all go into the database and connect it, plug and play, I think that's something that will be a strong selling point to help with your adoption.
Thanks. Yeah, no, we think so too. We've intentionally designed the system to be very pluggable and very modular. So, you know, whether you want to use KMS or HSM or a local keychain, you know, this stuff is all pluggable or will be someday. A proxy can live in a private cloud, on the client, in a secure enclave, in a browser plugin. And then, you know, the service is available hosted, or, you know, we can hand over a Docker container. And so, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, this is stuff, you know, we're not using any like new actual encryption algorithms, at least not today. By the time this airs, we might, but I'm not sure. But for the time being, you know, this is a testament to like strong encryption, like AES that's been around for ages. And if used creatively, it can be used to solve a lot of these problems, but it's been so low level that, you know, your average company without a specialized team consisting of, you know, software engineers and infrastructure people, maybe data people, you know, wouldn't be able to use them practically, correctly, efficiently. And so we're just looking to obfuscate all of that complexity away. We did all the hard work for you, and now you can just use API calls as if we were Stripe or anything else.
Now, throughout the show, Jack and Nick, you both teased to the audience some of the things yet to come or on the product roadmap, or how you see Blind Insight evolving in the second half of 24, even into 25. Could you give a little gold nuggets or a little bit of a sprinkle for our audience of what's to come?
Yeah. So I think, you know, from my end, things that I'm really excited about are, you know, incrementally increasing the different kinds of operations you can run on encrypted data. And so that's adding, you know, today we have equality and we have number ranges, and then we're adding fuzzy matching next. So you can do, you know, John, Jonathan, common misspellings, things like that. And then arithmetic operations. And we have composite queries done today. So that's pretty close to, you know, that covers a lot of use cases. And so that's really exciting. And then the proxy in an enclave is what the linear project is called. But, you know, Nick alluded to the proxy service that we've built, which really does a lot of the heavy lifting. And today you have to, you know, download and run the proxy locally or install it in, you know, your private cloud to be able to really harness the power of it. And soon, in the next couple of months, we think we should be having that service available in a hosted secure enclave that either we can manage or our customers can manage, so that offloads the need to download anything or install anything, and you can continue to use pure API calls for everything. What about you, Nick? What are you most excited about that's coming up?
I think technology aside, we'll continue to build a stronger and better and more highly trustworthy piece of software, which trust is the core for anything to do with sharing your data with third parties. But I also expect to see a change in the marketing and positioning for this and other products. And we're very ambitious with Blind Insight. We're hoping to define a new market, a market that's emerging. From security and privacy regulations, there's the terms of encryption at rest, encryption in transit, and this is like, do you keep things encrypted when they're on your disk so someone can't physically steal the disk, or when you transmit it across the internet or other networks, is it encrypted? These are table stakes. These are baseline parameters for any business nowadays. But the next type of encryption that's going to be required in different legal regimes and compliance regimes about security and privacy on data is encryption in use. It's certain pieces of data are going to be very sensitive and therefore should be encrypted in use. And this is what Blind Insight can do. And we think we're the tip of the spear for this push into industry for opening up this category of product. There seems to be a general impression that some technologies are the only, like, say, for example, fully homomorphic encryption. It's been a buzzword. They've done a good job sort of convincing decision makers that, you know, that is the only solution to searchable encryption and having encrypted data that you have insights from. And because fully homomorphic encryption is not ready for mainstream yet, it's very slow, it's not real time, it doesn't integrate very well with developer tools, but it's academically and engineering-wise progressing. This impression that fully homomorphic encryption is the only solution, I'm excited for us to break that open completely. And so businesses don't have to look at their data and say, oh, we can't use this because the only way we could use it is fully homomorphic encryption, and that's 5 years out. We have a solution today that uses validated technology, standardized technology, stuff that has been in use in industry for a while to secure data, and giving customers a way to just use that immediately and gain insight from their data without increasing the risk by sharing their data with third parties. This positioning is super exciting for me.
Super exciting to see all this to come, both from the technology product as well as the market growth. Tying everything together, Jackie, question to you is, what's a little bit of the call to action if our listeners would like to learn more about Blind Insight?
Our public beta is live. We'd really love for people to go sign up for it, check it out, give us feedback. You can go to our website, blindinsight.com, to get more information and to sign up for the beta. And then if you have this kind of problem in your organization and you're looking for solutions and you want to jump on a call, I would absolutely love to chat. I always say I'll talk to anyone who will meet with me, because at the very least, I'll always learn something, and it's usually an interesting conversation. So please feel free to reach out, Jackie, Jackie, at blindinsight.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Fantastic. Well, it's such a pleasure to have both of you, Jackie Peters and Nick Sullivan, Jackie, the CEO, and Nick, the technical co-founder here at Blind Insight. It's so great to have you both on Humane. You know, our mission is always about responsible usage of data. And I think having this conversation on privacy and security completely ties in with that. So thank you so much for sharing with our audience what you're building.
Thank you so much, David. Thanks for having us on. It was a pleasure.
Thanks, David.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Humane Podcast. Did the episode measure up to your thoughts on ML and AI, data science, developer tools, and technical education? Share your thoughts with me at humanepodcast.com/contact. Remember to share this episode with a friend, subscribe and leave a review, and listen for more episodes of Humane.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/insights. That's oracle.com/insights. oracle.com/insights.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.